Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Helping you excel in business and in life. Here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge Extended, where we extend the conversation from my AM 1220 KDOW and iHeartRadio show here in Silicon Valley, where we talk about it. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine, Silicon Valley. I love that downbeat. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show. I appreciate your listenership, and hello to those that are international listeners. Thank you for tuning in here to our Silicon Valley show. I give you a little spiel about dialing in today's show. This is a 15-minute just, I'm going to hit you and I'm going to go. And I'm doing my best to make sure that I give you shows Monday through Thursday, 3 p.m., between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m. Sometimes you're an hour long, sometimes you're a half hour, sometimes you're rebroadcast, but I'm trying to make sure that I am here with you, and I'm here. And if you, I might say if you want to dial in, you could dial in today at 516-531-9868 and just tell me that you can hear me. We did a show earlier, and we could hear the commercials, but we could not hear me. So I'm redoing it just to make sure. So if you want to call in and just say, hey, Margaret, coach, I hear you, 516-531-9868, I would appreciate it. I want to talk to you about the Inclusivity Project, Black Enterprise in Northern California. It's Black History Month. We are talking Black business, Black people, Black history, Black content. And the Inclusivity Project, if you are in Northern California and you're a business in Northern California, you can access this project. If you are within the Northern California Small Business Development Center region, SBDC. SBDC, if you don't know what that is, SBDC is a federally funded program by the Small Business Administration. And so if you are unfamiliar with these Small Business Development Centers, they are around the entire United States. Get connected. They are free, no-cost resources to you. There might be some minor, depending on the SBDC, you could pay for a training class nominal. But for the most part, everything's free. The technical assistance that you get is free to you, because it is federally funded. The technical assistance is never a cost. If there is a minor cost for a training class, say for QuickBooks, it would be nominal, maybe $30 or something that would be reasonable. The Inclusivity Project is a program of the Northern California SBDC network, and it is the visionary of this project is the manager who will be managing this project. He is also a major part of the Northern California SBDC, Chris Wharton. And so he is a leading manager for the Northern California SBDC Finance Center. And so, like I said, within the NorCal SBDC network, there's about 18 to 20 SBDCs, and he is part of the Finance Center. And that is important to this project, because this Inclusivity Project is focused on getting $100 million to Black business owners to either start a business or expand a business, and getting that access to capital, getting the resources. You need money to start or expand your business. And COVID-19 hit Black businesses extremely hard. 41% of Black businesses were lost last year due to COVID-19. 32% of Hispanic businesses, and 60% of businesses overall throughout the United States. So COVID is not a friend of small businesses. It's not a friend of our bodies. It is a terror. And so it has torn through our businesses here in the United States. And so this is small response in the grand scheme of things, but it is a response in Northern California. And I commend NorCal SBDC for spearheading and taking the lead on this and doing something that will bring equity and equality and a level playing field to Black business owners. And I can't get into a discussion now on equity and equality. They are not the same things, but I am excited about this project. And so this project also is going to offer a lifetime of business mentorship to over 1,000 Black entrepreneurs and small business owners. A lifetime. You don't have to build alone. You don't have to go it alone. And I know that it has been difficult in this country for the Black nation. We are a nation of people. And when I talked a few episodes ago about the Black enterprise in the 1800s and 1900s, we've got to get some of that back. I think we lost our thrust in really enterprising the way that we could and should. And we took a hit when Black Wall Street was torn and burnt down and attacked by our white counterparts in this country. And this is not all whites. And I am going to talk sometime this month about our white counterparts who are they have a distaste for the racial inequalities. They have a distaste for Black suffrage. And that doesn't make them, I don't think that they would see themselves as the heroes of the story, but just people who want to see equality, equity, and fairness. And one guy that I would say he's the John Brown of today, there's a lot of John Browns of today, would be Tim Wise. Tim is a white male who advocates and has advocated for years about the inequities and the white privilege in this country. Those are realities, and that's the way it is. But we have to have to level the playing field, and if we can do it for the Black nation, we believe that it will trickle to or pass. It's kind of like that domino effect. It will hit every other minority race, and there's nothing wrong with that. We should not even be having this conversation that all living and breathing people have the opportunity, whatever their abilities are, to live at their most optimal level for wherever they're at. And it should not be, there should not be barriers to that. There shouldn't be barriers for a human being to be great, to add value to humanity, to add value to history, to add value to change, to add value to innovation, to add value to technology, to add value. And you're always going to have people who are not going to make the right choices. And there's laws and rules and guidelines as a result of that. And those laws, rules, and guidelines have to be equitable as well. And so this is what inclusivity is all about. This is what this project is all about, is bringing equity, bringing equality, allowing people who have the wherewithal or desire to do more, and they know they have more in them, and there's some barriers to entry, and we have to, there's always barriers to entry, but we want to simplify or make it equitable to get over those barriers easier and not make it more difficult. And the Inclusivity Project is also offering 100 plus Black entrepreneurs to become their own boss and launch their very first business, their very first business. I think that's exciting. And do you know that there's no age limit to when you can start a business? You could be a child, kid who's working with their parents. Of course, you'd have to work with your parents, but there's no limit. And I say that because 65% of our college students throughout the world, they want to be entrepreneurs. And the United States, about 40%, 43, 45% of students who are in middle school or lower want to own their own business, want to be entrepreneurs. We have to respond to that. We have to pave the way. And as Black people, we have to teach our children that it's okay to be the owner. They don't have to just be the employee. I grew up where we were often told, go to school, get your education. I wasn't given the and go to college. I was go to school, get your education, get a job, live happily ever after. And there's more to life than just that. And there's nothing wrong with that. But there's innovators, there's scientists, there's inventors. And they're not one color. They're multicolor people, whatever's in you. And we'll talk later this month about some of the inventors, Black inventors, and Black History Month. And so the Inclusivity Project, how do you get connected to it? If you're in Northern California, go to theinclusivityproject.com and you can sign up. It officially launches mid-February. But you can sign up now and get more information. And again, Chris Horton is the visionary for this project. He is the manager over this project. He is committed to community prosperity. He brings values of diversity and empowerment to his service as leading manager for the Northern California SBDC Finance Center. And he's, like I said, he's going to lead this project. And he provides access to capital mentorship to entrepreneurs with an emphasis on supporting the Black business economy. And I am compelled to support in our Black businesses. We need to rally and we need to change the game because there's some fantastic businesses out there. And we want to get back that 41% that we lost last year. We've got to change the game. And the Inclusivity Project does that. Now, some of the partners on this project, and I've got to race out of here, but the Northern California Financial Development Corporation is a partner. The Black Small Business Association of California is a partner. The San Jose Black Chamber of Commerce, which is kind of the hub of Silicon Valley. 100 Black Men of Silicon Valley are partners. Ford Minority Dealers Association are partners. Grammy winner producer Bruce Wayne, partner. Changing the game. Get out there and sign up. The inclusivityproject.com. Stay safe out there.